The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you, offer your tunic and offer your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, you shall not love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he has his son rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. And if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? If you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about this? Do not the pagans do the same? So, be perfect, just as your Father is, your Heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
of the Gospel. So be perfect, just as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Is it possible? At times I ask. It seems quite impossible. As perfect as God the Father is perfect. But if Jesus says His word, it should be possible. Of course it's hard, but it's possible. Because the word Jesus used, be perfect, it's a commanding. That means we have a lot of space to be as God the Father is perfect. I thank the Lord I was born during the World War II in Hong Kong, occupied the Japanese. I was born by that time. I was from a rich family by that time, but then because of the war, we could do nothing. But thank the Lord, I never hate the Japanese. I never. I don't know why. Could be because of the Gospel. And ever since, even from my childhood, you know, when I grew up, not always a strong character. So many times, people put me on the hot chair. I suffered. They sometimes point the finger on me, saying that I did this and I did that. I didn't. But what people? By the appearance, they all say this word. Oh, thank the Lord. I didn't have any bad effect on that. I wasn't baptized by that time. I was a Buddhist. I was baptized when I was age 11. But thank the Lord, it's a given grace for me not to have a hard feeling of any evil things happen to me. I thank the Lord. I remember when I entered the seminary, it cost me something. Because when you live in the outside world, everything you can do. But in the seminary, you cannot do many things. Once you do, you break the law. I mean, not the law. You break the rules. And, you know, as a weak soul, I feel very bad many times. I didn't keep silence. In the study room, at times I didn't pray wholeheartedly, so I feel bad. For a certain moment, I become a little bit scrupulous. I did this or not did that. It's a trial. Today you can say a kind of sickness. You think too much, and then you all repeating the same thing. But also I thank the Lord. He gave me special grace to overcome all this scrupulosity. When I grew up a little bit, then I went to Rome to study theology. By that time, God gave me a very, very important grace to know a very important person. Her name is Chiara Lubich. She's the founder of the Focolare movement. I met her when I first arrived in Rome. From my first encounter, I started to change myself. What changed me? Less perfection of life? No. She told me one very important thing. In order to be perfect, first of all, you have to live well every present moment. Secondly, you have every present moment to see Jesus in each person that saves me. Live well every present moment. Because only in the present moment, I can do the will of God. I can fulfill what God wants me. So my perfection is not something in the future, already better, better, better. My perfection is live well every present moment with love. And secondly, what helps me is to see Jesus in each person. So less prejudice, less judgment on people. Of course, we see all defects in everybody. It's different. It's difficult not to judge. But Jesus says, whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. And Jesus says, I don't judge on earth. It's a time of mercy. Let God the Father in heaven judge future. Today, we, like Jesus Christ on earth, no judgment on people. So these two things help me to overcome and help me to be perfect day by day. It's not that today I'm okay, then you're okay. It's always start from the very beginning. Every day is a new day. That's what helped me to be perfect as God the Father is perfect. Because God lives in the present moment, right? We think God 2,000 years old, because at least we have 2,000, 3,000 years of history. Of course not. The world, millions of years. But God, as what in the Old Testament says, in eternity is just 1 second. It's always present. So this present moment, give me, save me for all the scrupulosity. Because scrupulosity comes from the self-centeredness. I want to be perfect. No, Jesus doesn't want you to be that kind of perfection. Jesus wants you to be loved at any moment towards other people, not towards yourself. Many times we do things in order to have a kind of good impression on people. That's not the will of God. Simple. St. Paul said the same experience. He said many times, what I have to do, I didn't do it. What I shouldn't do it, I did it. That's what we are. So a perfection doesn't mean you don't have any defects on earth, on life. A perfection is coming, start again, in the present moment, love, and see Jesus in each person. And that's what day by day exercise. That's how this comes out of perfection. So Jesus, what Jesus says is not impossible, but of course it's difficult. You have to lose yourself in order to take in other person. Many times we have a very good symbol. It's a cup of water. It holds all the water out, then the other water cannot come in, right? If you stick to your own water, nobody can come into you. Our perfection is like Jesus Christ. He lives not his will, but the will of the Father. And the will of the Father is always sacrifice himself for other people. That means always putting out, gone, your own stuff, and let other people in. I remember 10 years ago I was assigned to Toronto, a new parish. It's a big parish. They consider one of the biggest of Chinese community in diaspora, because every Sunday more than 4,000 people come to church. Chinese, it's a big church, a big parish. In the first half 6 months, I was living like in purgatory. There's a kind of, you know, tension among the people, among the parish priests, the previous one. It's a kind of, I was put in between them. I thank the Lord, even though not pleasant. But I remember Jesus wants me just only, you stay there and love all the people. Though they, through some misunderstanding, they thought evil of me, because I come in the past I have to go away. So, by that time I feel very bad. But I thank the Lord. Leave the present moment. Any moment. Only love the person next to you. It helps me over all the thinking of how the pastor thinks about me, how the people judge on me. Little by little, after 6 months, I've been changed into a new era. It's like that. Life is like that. I thank the Lord, give all these opportunities that I can suffer a little bit. At times, this suffering is more close to Jesus. We're more one with the Lord. We are over together with the Lord. And these are perfection. You're not only doing for yourself. You offer together with Jesus, live with Jesus, and offer together with Jesus. This is a perfection. Not because we did big things, or we can overcome many things. It doesn't matter. Important is your heart. And always filled with Jesus, and always filled with other people, and not yourself. Minimum. The more we love, than what we are, and than what we are really living, the Blessed Trinity. The God the Father always lived not for himself, but for the Son. And the Son never lived for himself, only for the Father. And this mutual love, Father and Son, is the Holy Spirit. So we live with love, with mutual love, there is peace, because that is the presence of the Holy Spirit. And Father, and Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.